Good morning, 7:38 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Joining us by phone, we have Mike Wood, the Public Information Officer for the Pensacola Police Department. Mike, welcome back to the show, sir.
Hey, good morning. And I'd like to say congratulations to you for bringing home the hardware. What a great job that you did on that. It was well-deserved, and I know that you guys use this as a slogan, but we actually do know more after listening to you guys every day, and that's why you have so many listeners. So congratulations.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I've never learned how to take compliments, so I appreciate that, sir. That's very kind of you. anything happen over the weekend or the last couple of days? I've been out of town. I've been kind of following things, but I may not know. So anything happen in the city that we need to know about?
And that's something else I was going to bring up. Usually when you're gone on vacation, we have issues. We have lots of news, and we didn't this time. So, no, nothing of significance to report.
All right. Well, we do have a couple of new laws that I wanted to ask you about because I think they're certainly relevant to law enforcement operations here in the city. One of them is there's a new stunt driving law that was signed by the governor, and that's not going to go into effect until October. But currently, you know, racing, drag racing are illegal, but this adds a whole bunch of new stunt driving is the technical category to prohibited activities. They've got drifting is in here, and street closures are in here, and doing a donut and doing a burnout. And there's those are all technical elements that are actually in the law. I'll be frank, reading the descriptions of them is kind of hilarious, trying to read what a bunch of people in Tallahassee define as a burnout or a donut or drifting. But those are going to be illegal come October. Are those problems that you guys deal with, including the street closures? How is this law going to change policing in Pensacola?
Yeah, that's been a problem, and I'm glad they finally came up with something. Listen to the name of the law, stunt driving. When you're driving a motor vehicle, you're not supposed to be doing stunts. You're supposed to keep that motor vehicle under control at all times, and when you're doing any of those things that you just mentioned, that vehicle is out of control in order to make those, quote, stunts happen. So, that's a welcome law to law enforcement.
So this is actually going to provide you a tool that you would like or that you need. That's good to hear. Okay. The other one that I thought was kind of interesting is the governor signed the school safety bill. And the part of that that's most relevant to you guys is I think it now requires law enforcement officers anytime they're stationed at a public school. So I imagine that would be SROs or off duty. So any kind of law enforcement officer is going to have undergone crisis intervention training, the mental health training. You guys, I thought all of your officers did this already anyway, but maybe you tell me, where do we stand with officers in PPD getting that kind of training, and how will this affect the SROs and the off-duties?
Yeah, you're right. Most of the officers have received the CIT training. All of us have had to go through mental health counseling. That's part of being a police officer nowadays. So, that's something that's welcome, and it's something that needs to be done. Law enforcement officers are human beings also, and things can happen to them mentally. And when that, with that type of program, hopefully there won't be any issues with law enforcement being in the schools. That's another welcome situation or welcome law that we're glad to see.
Absolutely. And just for people who might not be familiar with the term CIT or crisis intervention training, I mean, I think I know what it is, but can you maybe take a 30 seconds and just kind of tell people what that actually is for law enforcement officers?
Well, you have to understand the situation that you're in, that some people react to things differently, and because they're acting violent or acting out, might not indicate that that they're trying to be violent toward you or to the public. Maybe it's just it's a certain situation that they're going through, and you have to be able to quickly decide if this is maybe a mental health issue. Maybe it's something that they need to be talked down. And the whole situation needs to be approached differently, other than somebody that's just that's very angry that's intending on doing harm to people. So basically, it's a situation or it's training where an officer needs to think very quickly about what's going on and recognize what's happening.
So
that's the short version.
No, that makes perfect sense. So if you approach a person who's acting erratically or even menacingly, understanding that in a crisis, they might be acting that way because of the crisis rather than some wicked intent. And if you react to them the way you would react to a criminal, you might be going to get a really bad outcome. Whereas if you understand the situation, you might be able to save their life or save other people's lives in the process. That's a great explanation. We always like to end with a myth or something that people might not really know. Do you have one for me this week?
Yeah, this is a did-you-know kind of situation, and it has to do with police sirens. And, Andrew, we have most of the people, the ambulance, fire trucks, police cars have three different types of sirens, and they're all at three different frequencies. And there was a study recently done on these newer vehicles. They're building them better and better as far as keeping rogue noise out and insulating them. And to make this study short, I'll try to condense it as best I can. But what they did is they started at 1,500 feet behind the car. An ambulance would drive at 25 miles an hour with the sirens set to the whale mode. Again, there's whale, there's yelp, and a lot of them are called T3 on that third one. When the driver of the stationary car hears them, they would raise their hands. Upon evaluation of the data, it was clear that even with today's siren technology, the warning ability of the siren is dramatically reduced by simply having your windows closed, let alone in the combination with one or more distractions such as the radio or the phone. The vehicle's occupant heard the siren at 1,500 plus feet with the windows open with no problem. With the windows closed, radio on, and the driver talking on the cell phone, the warning distance dropped to less than 283 feet.
Wow.
And at just 25 miles an hour, the warning time is reduced to 7 seconds. And at 45 miles an hour, the warning time was reduced to 4 seconds, and neither of which allows for safe reaction time by either driver. And they also found out that the emergency vehicle begins to outrun their own siren at 55 miles an hour.
Huh. Wow. Because of the closure gap and the time involved because of the distance and you can't hear it. Wow. So, and that's primarily a byproduct of not so much the other factors, although they're there, but of the fact that cars are made to be more insulated from outside noise, and success at making the car nicer to ride in means failure at making the driver able to identify an emergency vehicle that's approaching.
Yeah, basically, they're saying with today's siren technology, you've got about 4 seconds warning. And which is not close enough. So what the siren developers did a few years back, and most of our vehicles have them, our newer vehicles have this, it's called a howler. And that siren is very low. It's a bass type situation. If you've heard a car with this, you know, bass beating in an intersection, and your car is shaking, you're wondering where it's coming from. It's that same kind of deal there, but with a siren. So that siren is made to feel. It's made for you to feel instead of hear it. And we do have those on our vehicles.
And that, yeah, I think you and I might have talked about this before. I thought another variation of that was maybe called the rumbler, but that, you know, that pulsing kind of sort of thing that you would feel more than hear is supposed to get your attention, like you're running across a rumble strip and, you know, realize, oh, hey, something's going on here. I need to pay attention and, you know, look for the lights and get out of the way, right?
Yeah, the howler and the rumbler, it's the same thing. It's called both of those. So, yeah, that's what we're talking about. You're able to kind of feel that vibration along with the regular siren.
And it's a good note to let people know about that, because if they didn't know that was a thing, then they might feel it but not connect it with the fact that that's an emergency vehicle and take appropriate action. And so, you know, if you do experience that, that's what it means. Get out of the way. Take action to clear the path. Great news great safety note there this morning. Morning, Mike. I appreciate it. Mike Wood is the public information officer for the Pensacola Police Department. As always, sir, thank you for the time and thanks for keeping us safe, man.
Thank you and congratulations.
Oh, thank you. 747.